Item 3, a resolution by Supervisor Lipscomb Sr. in support of the state enacting legislation that ensures that the cost of raising may be assessed and collected as a special charge.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ms. Kuhn, could you shed some light on this item for us, please?
Sure. The issue is that currently municipalities under, it is perceived under current law that municipalities can assess raising costs on as a special tax or a special charge. Milwaukee County, according to the county treasurer, has not had a problem with municipalities in regard to these costs. They have put them on as special charges, which allows a little bit more latitude and flexibility in how we repay that cost, given that we are the collector of the debt. However, some municipalities in Wisconsin have chosen to put that on the special tax, which requires the county then to pay on August 20th the municipalities for that cost. Obviously, now that the cat is out of the bag, it poses a potential problem for the future, and there have been cases where some of the raising costs for municipalities have gone over about over $1 million, something that the cities can plan for, in that they plan for raising costs, and the counties can't do that because we have no role in identifying which properties are going to be raised.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Kuhn. Supervisor Lipscomb, welcome, sir.
Well, thank you. I think it was a good explanation. I don't know if there were questions for me specifically. I'd be happy to address them, but I just think it's an important change. It appears to be moving in legislation, so that's good. But I thought it was an important one for us to weigh in on, as we are basically on the hook. Otherwise, for reimbursement to the 18 of the municipalities, just so everyone understands, we do not have the same arrangement in the city of Milwaukee. They collect and or foreclose on tax. They do their own tax foreclosures, and we do not make them whole in the same manner that we do the other 18.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb. Supervisor Dimitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to move approval and thank Supervisor Lipscomb, yourself, and our intergovernmental relations staff for working to get positions on bills. I mean, this committee has to be very flexible because things happen so quickly and things get introduced, and I think it's really important that we have one unified position, if at all possible, on some of these types of legislation that do have an impact on Milwaukee County. So I move approval.
Supervisor Roma West.
Just very quickly, I just wanted to let the committee know that WCA also supports this legislation, and this was part of our CAP team program, and Ms. Kuhn and I walked around the Capitol peddling it to our legislators, who seemed very interested, and actually were very well informed on this particular piece of legislation already.
All right. Any further questions from committee members? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve, Supervisor Staskounis.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Another
hi.
There are 7 ayes. The motion to approve is approved.
Ms. Kuhn.
Just to let you know, too, the status of it, the bill is moving through the assembly on the assembly floor today. Ideally, it will come up in the Senate as well this month, hence the reason for us taking a position on it. And up to this point, all of the Milwaukee County representatives and senators that have been in a position to vote for it have voted for it.
Okay. Madam Clerk, item 4.